Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, colleagues. Let me begin by wishing everybody a happy and healthy New Year. I would also like to join others in congratulating you, Ambassador Lee, on assuming the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament this year. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation to make advances in our work. I also wish to extend my delegation's warm welcome to the ambassadors and colleagues who have newly joined this important body. Mr. President, recent years there have not been many the signs of easing tensions in international peace and security, and yet we have been witnessing developments in some areas. The joint statement of the leaders of the five nuclear weapon states on preventing nuclear war and avoiding arms races issued on January 3rd this year is surely one of the most recent in this regard. The government of the Republic of Korea expresses its support for the joint statement and welcomes in particular that the P5 for the first time jointly affirmed that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be the fought. We hope this would contribute to creating an enabling in atmosphere for the progress of the work of this body and also provide a solid basis for the successful outcome of the NPT Review Conference this year. Mr. President, the difficulties resulting from COVID-19 have been impacting our collective effort for almost 2 years. It is a challenging reality, but it shouldn't hinder us from embarking on a new year with a renewed sense of hope and determination to move forward in this body. We, in this vein, appreciate the ongoing efforts by the Chinese presidency to present the draft program of work. My delegation will constructively participate in discussions for the adoption of the POW. Having said that, we continue to believe that the priority of this body should be the commencement of the FMCT negotiations at the earliest possible stage. The substantive groundwork has been laid, and the political will is there as well as the prescribed in the relevant UNGA resolutions. My delegation sincerely hopes that we are able to translate this long-awaited collective will into reality this year in the CD. My delegation, of course, they fully understand. There are various views regarding what the highest priority of the CD should be. What we would like to stress is that we should never stop engaging in a fresh review of this body, identifying ways to revitalize its work and embracing a practical and realistic approach in this regard. At the same time, we should not forget the issue of technical updates for the gender-neutral rules of procedures of the conference, and we hope that 2022 session will allow us to make progress on this front. We also hope engaging and listening to the voice of youth in the city to be continued, the building upon the efforts and leadership of the Presidency of Canada in last year's session. Mr. President, my delegation would like to reiterate the importance of the spirit and principle of multilateralism. My delegation believes that inclusiveness, among others, should be duly and fully respected and embraced in the CD as one of the key spirits in dealing with the important agenda before us and building much-needed consensus for shared objectives at the end. In this regard, my delegation believes that all UN member states should be given the opportunity to participate in the work of the CD. We therefore would like to join many previous speakers in supporting the request for participation in the work of the conference from non-member states as an observers this year. Mr. President, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula has continued to be one of the key issues to be addressed for the sake of international peace and security. We express our deep regret over the DPRK's repeated launching of missiles this year. We wish to emphasize that it is imperative to embark on a dialogue as soon as possible for the sake of stability on the Korean Peninsula we continue to look to the international community for its invaluable support to this end. Mr. President, my delegation is indeed ready and willing to actively participate in the CD discussions this year. It is our sincere hope to play a valuable part in the yielding of tangible outcomes. In doing so, the Republic of Korea, taking a flexible approach, will continue to be embrace a spirit of genuine cooperation. I thank you, Mr. President.